As we go through the top topics of the day, nice to have her voice back. For those of you who are new to the program this hour of the Good Day Show, we take a listen. I said yesterday, Jennifer, we were talking about the jargon that's used. People say, well, now let's take a look at it. I got to take a look at it. This is radio.
You can look whatever you want. That's
right.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So our job here this hour is to go through the top topics of the day, things that you probably won't hear. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you won't hear most of these things discussed, at least the way we discuss them, with the zeal or vigor, as President Kennedy used to say, issues of the day. So no discussion about the North Carolina DNC, because everybody else is going to be talking about it. What can you say? Mrs. Obama was up there. You liked her. You didn't like her. Our poll today.
She's a good speaker.
She's a nice lady.
Can I tell you one thing, though?
Yes.
They had Opportunity God signs out on the convention floor. Instead of Opportunity, they had it in Spanish.
Right. Well, there's a big fight for we have Rubio Marquio.
That's my favorite. He's my favorite. Rubio Marquio.
Rubio Marquio. Anyway, Rubio Marco.
That's sort of the way you said it the first time.
Exactly, that's very clever. So anyway, he's the point of view and the people who follow him on one side and the mayor of San Antonio on the other side. So it differentiates between the Hispanics. I'll tell you a story, if I may, a quick story.
Please.
That I became aware of. The story of Roy Benavidez, B-E-N-E-V-I-D-E-Z,
Benavidez,
okay.
Yes.
He was a hero in the Vietnam War, grew up the son of a sharecropper, dropped out of school when he was in the 7th grade, worked until he was old enough to go into the service, volunteered to go into the service, and in Vietnam he saved the lives of 8 men single-handedly. He was supposed to receive the Medal of Honor. And because of that, he was told he had special privileges, et cetera, et cetera. So after 13 years, he did get his Medal of Honor. And then 2 years after that, the Social Security Administration tried to stop disability payments that he'd been received since he retired from the Army as a Master Sergeant because of the injuries that he suffered in Vietnam. That's the kind of country that we live in. That's an issue, it seems to me, that ought to be front and center. This guy has 2 pieces of shrapnel in his heart. He has a punctured lung and is in constant pain every day from his wounds. Yet the Social Security Administration, the geniuses that run it, want to make sure he doesn't have more benefits.
And that's just because he has these conditions or what?
Well, in general, the attitude toward those who have served, this is what is so phony about all these people who use the politicians, one side and the other, using these men and women who are in uniform as backdrops for their own political campaign when they're working behind the scenes to screw them.
Right.
And this happens over and over and over again. It took getting to President Reagan to have this guy's, the things that were cut out of his benefits. It took President Reagan to tell the Social Security Administration they needed to be reinstated. That's the kind of stuff that is just, it is over the top kinds of things that, that gall me. And when you see all these politicians, and you understand that this guy did things that were unprecedented when he was in Vietnam. But now, because things have sort of turned around, this guy has had a ship, a Navy ship, named after him. And I think that that's appropriate. Well, how do you pronounce his name again?
Benavidez.
Benavidez. Okay. But isn't it sad
that it had, it takes the president to the, just the grunts, the people who work, and those of you who work in administrative positions or bureaucrats or whatever it is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is what people are so fed up about, one of the many things. If, in fact, you're working in a job, a civil service position, and you're not really doing what you're paid to do, yet you're protected by unions and all these other things, this is some bureaucrat decided this guy shouldn't get any benefits anymore, and it literally took an act of the president to reinstate this guy's benefits. It's absurd. And we do this over and over again with, again, the backdrop of the flag and the men and women in the service and that sort of thing. Anyway, he died in 1998, but this is a ship that's they called him Tango Mike. And that was his radio call sign. I saw the story, this guy's story, and I was very moved by it and wanted to spend a minute talking about it. But it really does, to go back to what you just said, Opportunidad, it really does underscore the difference. Not only, I mean, there are differences among those who are different. Many of us have a problem with illegal immigration, and not all of it is Hispanic. Some of it, most of it is.
Absolutely not.
But there's plenty of people coming from other countries that are in your illegal. And I'm not talking about Hispanic countries. I'm talking about Chinese, for example. A lot of people from Southeast Asia are coming into this country, and they get lost because all the focus is on the Hispanics, and that's not really fair.
I guess what gets me is that I feel like, and this is on both sides, this is not saying anything about one party or the other, but I think as a country, we are moving more towards the middle, and I think that the politicians on both sides like to keep us divided.
Yeah.
And so they identify these groups. They're the ones that are putting us into groups more than we put ourselves into groups, I guess. And they use us as pawns. And it's too bad, because I think if they just let everybody, you know, kind of come to the middle and work together, that's where we could actually make the progress. But
is it from Blazing Saddles? Mungo, me just pawn.
Me just pawn in Game of Life.
Some to that.
Very good.
Thank you. 800-510-8255. Obviously, if you have an observation about some of the things we're talking about, you're welcome to join us. The only reference you'll hear to the convention, other than perhaps the side view that we just took, is the poll today at DougStefan.com, which you're invited to go when you're at the website. A lot of people go, that's not true. That's an exaggeration. Thousands.
No, it's more like trillions.
Oh, trillions. Go to the DougStefan website every day.
Go to millions.
Check out the poll and lots of the other information that's there. That's self-service info across the board. Food, ways to save money, health, information, fun stuff that's going on in the world, a view of the world you will not find, and I'm not trying to overstate this, I just know that we have new listeners who are, we have yet another station added in the Great Pacific Northwest, KLCK, kind of a cool thing, so I'm bringing you up to date and up to speed on what it is that you're listening to. How's that? After Doug McIntyre has wrapped up his Red Eye Radio. Actually, he's not doing that anymore.
No, he's doing morning.
Yeah, he's doing morning. Okay, you see, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm in Massachusetts on my farm getting a little wet today with the entrails of Isaac blowing through. So it's raining pretty hard here. This program is aimed at bringing you a different approach, trying to help you make yourself into the person who decides on his or her own that you want to make it a good day. And a lot of the things that we do as you listen through to the program, each hour is different and has a different approach. This hour aimed, again, at some of the top topics of the day. And we'll move into, actually, I just might mention for a moment, as Jennifer's in California, these wildfires that continue to burn in the San Gabriel Mountains. What can you tell us about the crews and what they're doing, how much has been burned up? As long as you've just come back, you...
I was going to say, I don't see smoke from my house.
No smoke.
I'm just back in town.
Everything's okay.
Everything seems to be okay in my area. But, you know, they have it such a... With helicopters, I mean, the L.A. and Southern California Fire Department kind of has it down. I mean, they...
Yeah, they know how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. All right, anyway, join us 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com, or Jennifer at Doug Stephan.com.
gmail.com with your observations, your thoughts, questions, whatever you'd like. If you can't get through a phone, send us a note. Jennifer's going to check our social media, a lot of Twitter and Facebook action while you're gone, Jen, so you can catch us up on that. I know a lot of you who are listening to this program now are baby boomers. And the hardest thing that we all who are baby, I'm a baby boomer, we have to cope with is the feeling that older, as we get older, we look older. Ooh, we don't want that. There's nothing that makes you look older than yellow stained teeth. Personally, I don't like normal teeth whitening products because they make my teeth sensitive every time I bite into something cold. I want to, well, you can imagine the verbal answer to getting the, what is it they call, frozen mouth syndrome or something like that?
I can't stand that.
Mm-hmm. I'm beginning a new push for a product called Power Swabs. You're going to love this, Jennifer.
Ew.
Power Swabs. Not only whitening your teeth, uses a patented detergent to actually remove the stains off your teeth so they stay whiter longer, and they're healthy. The best part, though, is that Power Swabs work in just a couple of minutes. No messy strips, no trays that leave the mess in your bathroom, and there's no taste that stays in your mouth for an hour. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs work on natural teeth. And, natural whitening products. This is something that is very important. This stuff that you put these chemicals on, some of the stuff, these bleaches, can you imagine?
Yeah, they can hurt your gums.
Alright, so you have veneers, you have caps, you have crowns. This stuff works on them as well. Power Swabs are available at 800-865-7600. That's the only way you can get this brand new way to clean your teeth. Power Swabs. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 800-865-7602. They want you to try it, so they make it easy for you. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. Doesn't this sound pretty intriguing? Wider smile in less than 5 minutes. Power Swabs, healthy and risk-free at 800-865-7602.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What's your
name?
It's in a house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear in most schools.
Seminal Lockwell Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And a healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Jennifer has some info from Tom Hanks on Michael Clark Duncan. Also, automakers reporting sales numbers for August. That's coming up here on the Top Topic Hour of the Good Day program.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chuck Norris said that if President Obama is reelected, it will lead to, quote, 1,000 years of darkness. And he said if Romney wins, it will lead to 4 years of extreme whiteness. Taco Bell has come out with a breakfast soda. It's called Mountain Dew AM. It's a mixture of Mountain Dew and orange juice. Now, Taco Bell won't provide details on the exact ratio of soda to orange juice. I guess that's something for the coroner to decide. I'm discussing it. Orange juice and Mountain Dew. Who's this for? The crackhead on the go?
This is happening on Saturday. The White House released President Obama's personal recipes for home-brewed beer. That's how bad the economy is. Not only is our president drinking, he's drinking beer he made in his bathtub. The two beers, the president makes two different kinds of beer, the White House Honey Brown Ale and White House Honey Porter, which that doesn't make sense. Isn't the point of being president not to have to make anything ever known to the president? Some big brain stuff to you, right? Meanwhile, Mitt Romney released his special beer recipe today. It's milk. It's a two.
Texas said there were no injuries last week when a fire broke out at the Yankee Candle Factory in Massachusetts. It was weird, and instead of calling for backup, the firemen called for a bubble bath and some Enya CDs. It was just very
odd.
It was weird.
The Yankee Candle Shop is out in Deerfield, Massachusetts, on Route 5. I think they're famous around the world, actually.
Yeah, you know why they're great? Because they are made in the USA. Right. One of the Made in the USA products.
Let's hear it from Made in the USA, 26 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and a Good Day Overview of the hot hits. What is your view on the American Idol judges' chairs? This is sort of the same thing as the X Factor went through last year. America's Got Talent. So
what do you do? Randy's going to be a mentor. I don't know.
They're saying now. I read a story yesterday that they can't finalize the deal with the male judges that they want. So poor Randy. I mean, he's just kind of floating around out there, dog. You know, he's back and forth, and he might be a mentor, he might be a judge, he might be off. Who knows?
What does it do for the context of that program? And all of these, isn't this just showing that there's a crack, a really deep crack? These reality shows, the singing shows, have run their course?
Well, I think American Idol probably is getting to that point. I mean, ever since Simon left, that show obviously was built around his judging skills, and, you know, it has been the same.
Had I been the fellow operating the Fox Network, I would have said, that's fine, you're going to have two shows. Because he has. And you see, we all wanted to hear what Simon said so we can boo.
The chemistry that he and Paula and Randy had, it was, you know, you watched her because she was kind of kooky, and Randy was a solid one, and, you know, that's the way it was, it worked. And now, it's funny how chemistry really makes those shows, has less to do with the singing talent.
Very important. Chemistry is in everything we do.
Key.
Very, very important. The automakers' report of sales and the Joe Biden sticker, I think that comes into play here. What is it? General Motors is alive and Bin Laden is dead. I think that, speaking of Bin Laden and the dead stuff, that book continuing to cause a certain controversy, some of it's made up. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever gotten on a flight only to find out that you and your travel companion aren't sitting anywhere near each other? It happens all the time. Welcome to the brave new world of so-called preferred seats. What's happening is that most airlines now charge a premium for window and aisle seats that are closer to the front. So the big question, how do you get around this? If there are no seats together when booking, at least try to secure window and aisle seats. That way, when you try to swap with another passenger, you're not bargaining with a middle seat, you're giving somebody the aisle or the window. A little politeness goes a long way. That includes the passengers you want to swap with and the flight attendant who can advocate for you. And then there's a little trick I learned from a friend. She was traveling with her six-year-old, and they were separated on the plane. They wouldn't change her seat. So before boarding, she bought her son three scoops of ice cream on one cone. When he sat down, everybody around him immediately volunteered to give up their seat. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brand you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Right now, Rent-A-Center choose from 60-inch LG Fragments or 55-inch LG LED TVs for a special ride. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 22nd, 2012. Quantity limited.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacation with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99. You don't have to be a tour pro to travel like on. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 chicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Program top topics of the day. There's some restaurant news that is actually fairly intriguing from all corners of the world, Jennifer. First, I want you to update us on what's going on the Twitter at Good Day Show or on that Good Day Show.
Is that Good Day?
And Facebook /Good Day Show. What do we have that is exciting, interesting, stimulating, and beckoning?
Well, it seems like you guys were talking about bosses.
Yes.
Because of the Labor Day holiday, we wanted to take a look at your work situation. What is your boss like? And if you were a boss, are you a good one? Kim said, my bosses are fantastic. I'm very lucky. Thomas said, I'm still thinking about how ironic that I'm laboring on Labor Day. Robert said, you really don't want to know. Kim said, with everyone having access to social media, I recommend you choose your words carefully here. Patrick said, I thought Labor Day was a pregnant lady holiday. So that's kind of fun stuff going on at Facebook.com/Today Show. Right now we're asking you, what are you doing to make sure the food you serve your family is the best it can be? So you can chime in there, Facebook.com/Today Show.
That comes on the heels of a conversation yesterday. Jen Jen wasn't here. We were talking, actually there was a video, and today's video sort of follows up on the conversation. Reuben O'Brien is the author of How Our Food Is Making Us Sick and What We Can Do About It. It's long, it's 18 minutes, so it's worth your time. You don't have time to do it now. Check it out when you can. This is important stuff. How you make choices about the food you eat and what you're serving yourself and your family. Pretty important stuff. If you're in India, you're probably encouraged that Mickey D's is trying to increase its presence in India. They opened their first meat-free location in the world.
Really?
McDonald's Golden Earth. Well, let's see here. There are...
Not-so-quarter-pounder.
Right, yeah. Right. They have ditched meat. They tried this in America and worked very well. They've gone whole hog vegetarian. There are 271 restaurants in India, and they have products that are made of fruits, vegetables, and other things that don't have parents. And that's what they're selling. Food with no parents.
So what is that here? That actually sounds like a great idea.
Actually, it is good.
What if they have a vegetarian McDonald's or something? Yeah. That would be nice. It'd
be interesting to see how it worked out. They're opening up across the street from a Sikh temple. This is amazing. We don't know anything. Remember there was a problem at the shoot-em-up at the Sikh temple, what was that, about a month ago? About 4 or 5 weeks ago. And people say, what's a Sikh? I don't know what a Sikh is. S-I-K-H. A Sikh. And then people started, okay, it's India, and then the usual jokes about 7-Eleven, and the kind of silly stuff that, you know, it borders on the stupid. The things that people say, oh, yeah. And most of the time, people don't know the difference between one group, one sect, and another. The Pakistanis, they don't know the difference between the Indians, even though they don't like each other. Again, another very interesting thing about how we divide ourselves. It's very interesting on this planet how people work, even though the Genome Project proved that we are all 99 and 44 100% the same, no matter what color of our skin, what our religion, our height, our age, how much we weigh, where we live, all of those things that we like to separate ourselves, the rich to the poor. It's all of these things that we now hear every day, Jennifer, how we separate ourselves from everybody else who basically is in this country. We need to survive as a unit and not divide ourselves as is done willingly by our enemies, the news media. This kind of stuff, it seems to me, needs to be, we need to praise our diversity as long as we don't get taken over by it. But the other side of it is we're just so hard at work breaking ourselves down. We have an idea, it's been pursued, some things are flawed, other things are good, we need to fix the things that aren't right, but you don't fix them by tearing everybody apart. How does that fix anything?
Doesn't it?
No. All right, in other restaurant news, this is a pattern, and that is interesting. I take you to Charleston, South Carolina, where there's a restaurant called The Husk. H-U-S-K. Very good restaurant.
Like corn.
Yeah, kind of. Yep. So the manager of the restaurant, after hours, has a couple of drinks with some of his pals.
Okay.
And then he leaves. Name is Adam Burnell, assistant manager at the Husk restaurant. He drove his Audi into the back of a Mustang, driven by Quentin Miller, who was 32. The crash slammed Miller into a concrete wall. The car blew up. The guy died instantly. The manager, assistant manager, had an alcohol level of 0.24%, which is, what, about three times what the legal limit is?
Mm-hmm.
So now the family of this fellow who was killed sues not only Mr. Burnell, the manager, on duty, but they sue the restaurant for $1 million, and they get it. The company said, we didn't have liability. They had a policy that prohibits employees from drinking on the premises, period, but doesn't seem to make any difference. So I guess in bringing this story around into focus, into the right focus, those of you who work in the hospitality business, restaurant business, maybe you're a sommelier or whatever, Jennifer, sommelier.
Sounds like sommelier, by the way.
So the company said, "We this is what we do." Well, they did. So anyway, back and forth they've gone. This guy is still dead, and they're trying to get some more money out of the company. But the point here is that a lot of restaurants allow their employees to do this. Those of you who work in these areas, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you better look out. If you're on a restaurant, if you have people that are drinking after the place is closed and they get into trouble on the way home, it's going to be your responsibility.
That's what a lot of how scary that is. I mean, that guy has to live with what he did now.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Never mind the real consequences of maybe having to go to jail or pay a steep fine.
Forget that. For me, that would have nothing to do with the guilt that I would feel if that happened to me.
Yeah, that story is in the USA Today. What happens here in this hour of the Good Day program, Jennifer and I scour all the various news services, CNN, we have local newspapers, the LA Times, the New York Times, ABC, MSNBC, the local papers here in Boston where I am, Reuters, Associated Press, the television shows, Drudge.
And I have a few editions of the Maui News also that
Maui.
I
Maui!
Yes.
Good for you. All right, why don't you bring us up to date on what Tom Hanks has had to say with the loss yesterday. We were talking about Michael Clark Duncan passing away at the age of 54.
That made me really, really sad for some reason.
Too bad. What I'm bothered by is the opportunism of this Amoroso, who is...
Amoroso.
Here she was in one show, and she's a television star?
But she was his fiancée.
I understand, but the way it's been played up, the entertainment news media especially, has played her up as some sort of reality star. She was in one show.
Well, she's been on a couple of shows after. She was on The Apprentice, and then they actually put her on Celebrity Apprentice, and then they also put her on a couple of, she was on this Real Life. She's done a few things after Apprentice.
Anyway, Tom Hanks said.
Yeah. Tom Hanks, they co-starred together in The Green Mile, and he said, quote, "I'm terribly sad at the loss of Big Mike. He was a treasure we all discovered on the set of The Green Mile. He was magic. He was a big love of a man, and his passing leaves us stunned." It's so sad. And I guess the director of the film, Frank Darabont, said that Michael was one of the finest people he'd ever had the privilege to work with or know. Mm-hmm. He said he was the gentlest of souls, an exemplar of decency, integrity, and kindness. The sadness I feel is inexpressible. And I think that's what it is, that when you looked at that guy, you just saw gentle, soft, loving soul in his face.
You never meet him,
but you just could tell he was one of the good guys.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize he actually got his career to start doing security for a bunch of people like Will Smith and Jamie Foxx. Interesting. And then he found acting later in life.
Speaking of Tom Hanks, a lot of stars like Mr. Hanks will be on television, the A-list, to support the third stand-up to cancer telethon, which I believe is Friday this week, is it not?
It is, yeah. All the networks will play that.
And so, under the circumstances, they raised, $64 million last year, something like that?
Yeah, it's huge.
It is, and we ought to be. Who knows what the right way is to approach this? Diet, exercise, all kinds of things like that. But the education is just part of it. It's an awareness. As so many people have this problem, I think this is a great effort. And so a lot of people will be paying attention to it. Up in a moment, the secret codename. I have the code name for Paul Ryan. Now, the secret code is given to me. I'm going to tell everybody who it is or what it is. His secret code name, not going to be secret too much longer. And auto sales, good news there for Americans. 16 before the hour, good day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save 50% or more on car insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective in improving your joint health. New Shift Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because it's a breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit-forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So wake up, ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster, sleep longer.
Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program, wondering whether you have been convinced yet to try to avoid the 900 diseases that are part of our daily existence. We're exposed to 900 different diseases. Sort of following up a little bit on what we were just talking about, the Stand Up to Cancer broadcast on
Friday, one of the many diseases that you probably can avoid. I can say with almost certainty, unless it's a hereditary thing, if you give your body the 90 essential nutrients it needs every day with the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, then you will not be worrying about whether you'll get this or have this problem. This is a way to keep yourself in shape. The weight loss that occurs when you are on these different essential nutrients is astounding. The health that you will feel, the vibrancy. Get started by checking out at DougStephanTeam.com. That's the web address, DougStephanTeam.com. You'll find out all about the healthy life that you will have by getting into this program, understanding why these products are so important. They're important in the animal kingdom. They're important in your life. They're doctor-tested, doctor-recommended products from the Youngevity line of anti-aging products. And you can be a part of the team. There are two messages here. Try it for yourself, and then when you see how well it works, you become the ambassador for these products with lots of folks, friends, neighbors, family members. Help them as you're helping yourself. Go to Doug17Team.com and discover the health and beauty that you'll get literally and figuratively by doing deals with Youngevity and helping yourself to the health that comes from using these products. Or you can call 855-309-TEAM to join this home, this work-at-home business. Very cool stuff. 855-309-8326. I hope I've convinced you, and if you are new to the program, you might want to check out that website, Doug17.com. The automakers have reported strong sales. This appears to be the only good business sign around anywhere, so it'll be tight, especially, again, General Motors alive, Bin Laden dead. A lot of the unions are working hard, and you'll see them this week at the convention pushing for the Obama agenda. General Motors reported sales of 240,520 units. That's up 10% from a year ago, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Ford had sales of 197,249 units last night. That's up 13%.
Good.
And, wow, Chrysler had sales of 148,472 units. That's an increase of 14% for them from last year. Strong sales of small cars, especially because they're not big profit centers, but moving volume, that's what they want. They get units out, that's what counts.
Those Chryslers are looking pretty good now.
I think they are very, the trucks look good, the cars seem good, they're doing a good job. High gas prices moving people to buy new cars. They don't want to fix up their old cars, gas guzzlers, and that's another ridiculous reality we find ourselves in. Jennifer, you were in Hawaii this past week. What was the cost of gasoline in Hawaii?
It was about $4.30-something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it costs money to get it over there.
But it does.
Else, I think that's probably...
It was pricey. We were glad we didn't have to drive too much.
All right. Are you ready for Paul Ryan's secret code name?
Codename.
Secrets. I probably should have made a contest out of this.
You probably should tell everybody not to tell anybody.
No, this is a secret. Do not tell anyone outside of our friendship circle. Paul Ryan's codename is... Michael, if you were really good, you would have had something there that would have...
Is it Hottie Pants? Here, let me do it for you. Ready? Drum roll, please.
That's the drum roll.
It's running out. Charge! Oh.
Ryan's Secret Service codename is Bow Hunter.
There you go. Bow Hunter?
Right, exactly.
I don't understand.
Bow Hunter. Well, currently he's an avid outdoorsman and has a prowess with a bow and arrow.
Oh, bow, like a bow.
Bow Hunter, right. He's on the cover of an issue of Deer and Deer Hunting magazine. Let's see here. He's a fisherman, likes to go fishing for catfish, grabs them in his bare hands, with his arm, picks up
a bite out of
them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And his wife's secret code is Buttercup.
Oh, that's cute. That's what my grandpa used to call me.
Buttercup. So it's Buttercup and Bowhunter.
Bowhunter.
You want to know? I don't even know what's the Mitt Romney's code and his wife's code. Anybody know? But their code name is, I haven't the slightest idea, frankly. 800-510-8255. I'm going to pass that along, but we've Now, man, I'm probably going to get sued by somebody. I'll probably be
by the feds. Breach of security.
Right, exactly. I'm doing bad things here. All right, let's take a pause then in the bad things. It's 51 past the hour. Good day.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We move now into the world of technology, the top issues, the top stories, the top products. What we discuss here, Shelley Palmer is our daily reporter. He's part of the feature, brings us up to date, usually on a story or two or three or four that are important to those who use technology. Today, the hacker group AntiSec has released 1 million Apple unique device identifiers, or UDIDs. Let's find out what that's all about just a moment ago. Good day.
This is your daily high, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we have an exercise today for men and women. What I would like you to do is take your fists, and I'd like you to squeeze them. And I want you to hold your arms up, and I want your muscles to show through. What I would also like you to do is show off the muscles in your legs, because quite frankly, you're a powerful individual. Quite frankly, you've got lots of strengths, and all you have to do is show them. Now, sometimes they just lie there dormant, but until you raise your arms or flex those thighs, you don't see them. Now, the question becomes, what other strengths do you have at work or in your personal life that could be exactly the same thing? They're sitting there dormant, and you're not doing anything with them. Do this exercise. Go ahead and flex them. Feel them. Get powerful. Flex those muscles and enjoy what they do. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the hacker group AntiSec has released 1 million Apple unique device identifiers, or UDIDs. It says it has 11 million more and the correlating personal information that it ripped from FBI computers. In most instances, it's pretty harmless for someone to have your UDID. The concern is the information that comes along with it. Many apps use UDIDs as identification and other personal data may be attached. The FBI is vehemently denying that they were hacked, and there's no proof
right now that the data actually came from the FBI. But if it was hacked, it's unclear why the FBI would have such a large database of UDIDs. And if they did have them, why weren't they better protected? It's all a little bit disconcerting, but you can breathe easy for now. No harmful information has been leaked yet. If you want to be extra careful, numerous websites have been set up to check if your UDID number was part of the leak. Visit ShellyPalmer.com and we'll show you how to check.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelly Palmer.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Right now, Rent-A-Center choose from a 60-inch LG flatware or 55-inch LG LED TV for a special price. Restrictions apply. See store details. Offer ends September 22nd, 2012. Quality is limited.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim's male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but it is astonishing residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start a free trial today. See terms of use.
Jennifer, it's official.
Yes.
Apple is holding an event next Wednesday at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco, where they will reveal the next generation iPhone.
Oh, and boy. Gotta have it.
Believe the rumors, the new iPhone will have a bit thinner and larger screen than the iPhone 4s, as well as a two-tone body. The so-called iPhone 5, rumored to have a faster processor and a new dock connector. Phone is expected to be released about a week or so after the event, around September 21st. According to industry reports, Apple is planning to hold a separate event in October to introduce a smaller iPad called the iPad Mini. So, what's wrong with the iPad that we have now? I like the iPad the size that it is.
Present. It is a big, but it's big if you want to carry it around, I guess, in your purse.
It's not like a computer, a little computer that you'll be carrying around. What I find interesting here is that you can go, you can get a new iPhone right this minute. As Rich McFadden has urged anybody who wants to be the first kid on their block to have a new iPhone 5, get on a plane and go to Beijing. You can buy all you want in China.
Isn't that crazy?
Buy them now in China. Why would they have them in China before they have them over here, even though they're made in China for the most part? Why would you do that? I don't understand that at all. However, not for us to, what is the old expression? Ours is not to reason why, ours is but to do or die. So in this case, you want to be the first
or
guy
above
well.
Our pay grade.
Yeah, right. So why do we have to know that is the other question. All right, so that's the story, technologically speaking, along with lots of other stories that make up what we think are the top items or some of the top topics of the day here on Good Day. 59 past the hour with Jennifer and Doug on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.